Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
It's Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network, and it's deja vu all over again this week. Another week, another indictment for former President Trump. Another week, another white grievance country western song goes viral. General Michael Flynn blames Jewish mothers for their children dying at Auschwitz. Moms for Liberty campaign to restrict sex education while appeals court imposes restrictions on abortion pill. That's a match made in heaven, or no. Arkansas to end AP Black History courses, just for a little cherry on top of the week's events. I'm Henry Reins.
I'm Mark Edge.
Yes, you are. We are Reins and Edge. Mark, it's been a week since we last.
It has.
And the world keeps spinning.
And it will.
Is your world going well? Is the electrons flowing? Is the indoor plumbing pumping? How's everything?
There's always challenges here on a remote island, but it's beautiful, and I can't complain.
That's good, because it wouldn't do you any good.
It wouldn't do any good.
Just make people...
You don't like it from someplace else.
Yes. Actually, a couple of the topics here, once we get down the list a little bit, you're actually the father of a teenager.
I am.
This education stuff plays right into your bailiwick for words that aren't used anymore.
And
I actually...
I'm not sure it's a strong suit, but it's certainly something I have to think about.
Yes, and I've found that since we've been talking these last several weeks, when did we start this? 2019? Something like that? Been doing it a while, it seems like. That my cultural references are going older and more obscure. When really, I'm the more culturally younger of the two of us.
That's probably true.
Yes,
more in touch.
True.
I'm remote.
Well, so anyway, last week we were talking about Jason Aldean, and don't try this in a small town, or try this in a small town. That's what he wanted you to do. He didn't want you to not try this in a small town. Try this in a small town. And I meant to look up his small town, Macon, Georgia, and that whole county up there. And I don't think Macon is all that small.
Now, Macon's a good-sized city. Interestingly, Free Talk Live started on a radio station called 105.9 WYNF. And shortly after its inception, the call letters of that station switched from 105.9 WYNF to 105.9 WSRQ FM. Because call letters, you can have the same call letters on both FM and the AM dial in the U.S. I don't know about other countries. But we gave up the famous WYNF call letters, which had previously been at 95.1, I think.
Yeah,
that were called from your youth.
I was recollecting there.
Yeah. Those call letters at about that time would have been, say, 2003, kind of languished for about a year, and then they were picked up by a station in Macon, Georgia. So I always think of that. Whenever I hear Macon, Georgia, I always think of WYNF. There's currently, to my knowledge, a station in Macon, Georgia called WYNF on the FM dial.
Try picking up our call letters in a small town. I've got a totally unrelated anecdote, but it has to do with small towns and small town radio. So back when I was doing the morning drive at WWPR here in south side of Tampa Bay, there was a gentleman that came
on. That's where you are. I'm in Honduras.
Right. I'm on a roll here. Anyway, I don't know anything about the Honduran AM stations there.
Nor I.
I'm sure they're wonderful. Anyway, there was a gentleman that had retired and moved to Lakewood Ranch, and he had sold, I believe, four Illinois stations to, it might have been Clear Channel. Because they became iHeartMedia. It was the behemoth of radio. Anyway, one of his stations was an AM station in Danville, Illinois. And Danville, Illinois is a small town, but it was famous for a couple people. The Van Dyke brothers, Jerry and Dick Van Dyke, Dick being famous of the two, but Jerry Van Dyke, people knew him. He had a TV show, My Mother the Car. And Dick Van Dyke, of course, sang with Penguins on the Mary Poppins movie. And
that's right.
To sleep in the twin bed with Mary Tyler Moore on the sitcom. But the other famous person, I guess it was mainly famous actors that came out of Danville, Illinois, was Gene Hackman.
Really? I didn't know Gene Hackman came out of Danville.
Yeah, and there was an event where Gene Hackman came back to Danville, Illinois, and this gentleman, who was, of course, living there with his stations at that time, got to host an event that was broadcast on his station and emceed, and they covered it and all. It was a big deal for Danville. I mean, all the ancillary auto part manufacturers and stuff that had been there were died by that time. It was a decaying little town in the Midwest that used to be part of the industrial belt of the United States. And Gene Hackman was there telling all the assembled people that had come to see the local boy done good. And he goes, "And it's been so wonderful here being with all of you and being with, you're like family to me. And I just want to say, I'm coming back and we're rebuilding this town. And we're going to, whatever he said he was going to do, build a mall, build a factory, start a theater, bring a movie here, whatever he said." It went over the crowd. The crowd's cheering. The sunshine and the rainbows popped up as he was talking there in Danville, Illinois, with the good news. And, you know, they wrapped up. The applause happened. And as Gene Hackman went off the podium, the owner of the station said, "Are you really going to do that?" And he said, "Hell no." Danville still languished. Although I think it's had a little bit of a resurgence now, as a lot of stuff in the Midwest have.
Well, it's a funny story, but, you know, not a real surprise. I mean, you know, it's many of these towns in the Rust Belt, you know, they were big factory towns at one point, and then, you know, the factories went elsewhere, and, well, now it's, just the government taxes is all they got left.
Well, and if you refer back to our stories last week, the reindustrialization of America is happening, and they have lots to look forward to. Just like that Gene Hackman mall with
just
the
like that.
Movie theater will be coming soon.
It's coming, America. It's coming. I promise.
Danville,
maybe next week.
It's coming back. All right. Well, I don't know how we got sidetracked on that. We talked about Jason Aldean, and we talked about, try that in a small town. That's how we got there, Mark. And that's how we ate up eight minutes of this segment. And we're still going to get to this viral country music sensation. Oliver Anthony.
Okay.
Heard the name before?
I know that this week, not since before this week.
In fact, I want to. We're doing this on the fly, ladies and gentlemen. Oliver Anthony, because when I first heard of this, just 2 days ago or so, and I wanted to see what it was all the fuss about, and I need to. You got to bear with me. I should have looked this up, but what I want to see how many downloads he has, because when I first looked at this on YouTube, he had 9 million
listens
downloads or listened to of all this, and you're probably going to get a little echo here if I don't hit this mute fast enough, but I want to see what he's up to now. He's had 9 million, and then he had 12 million, and then he had 13 million, and now it's pulling up, and it's trying, oh, it's not going to tell me. I must have another minute. He's not, I don't want to hear what you have to say about this, Devin Gibson here, giving me the bait and switch on this, but Devin Gibson, which is interesting, but in itself, has gotten 110,000 views on YouTube just talking about Oliver Anthony.
Right.
Which is obviously what I was hoping for our downloads, that just the sound of his voice coming out of my lips would draw us hundreds of thousands of, of views and downloads. But no, that's not happening. 18 million.
He's got his moment in the sun, and I can only support that.
Oliver Anthony has 18 million views for this little song of his. We're about to give you a little excerpt, a little taste of, just a smidgen, because we want to stay right with all the copyright laws and things like that. But he is a newsworthy item now. And the song is called Rich Men North of Richmond, which is I don't know, it's not alliteration. But
it's a little tongue twister.
Yeah, Rich Men North of Richmond. It's got a rhythm to it. And although Oliver Anthony lives in Farmville, Maryland, but it's got this whole populist outrage that seems to be popular in country western music. And what's different now than the stuff that has happened over time is that, like, you have to go back, re-listen to all of us. All of our episodes, so you don't miss out on any of the fine points. But if you went back and listened when we looked at a little bit of the history of patriotism on country music from the last decades, like Okie from Muskogee and Toby Keith, that was from Merle Haggard, and Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. And there's, we didn't put it up there, but we could probably go to Lee Greenwood, Proud to Be an American, the whole thing.
Yep.
All right. Well, Anthony,
if you're going to write a patriotic song, you probably should do it in the country western genre.
Right. Probably don't want to do it. Hey, are there patriotic urban contemporary songs?
I can't think of a single one. As a matter of fact, it seems to be hip to hate on America from the urban standpoint.
Hmm. All right. Well, here's how it starts out. Mark, I think you may have heard it. This would be clip A from Rich Men that I sent you. Rich Men, not Richmond, because I was abbreviating it for our clip, purpose of our clips. But let's get with it.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours. For both pays, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. People like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world.
Actually had to do a little bit of editing on that because it wasn't ready for broadcast play. Had to protect the listener's ears a little bit from hearing the SH word.
Yes.
Was well, in there.
The first time I listened to this on my computer with my headphones, I couldn't even understand what was being said. The accent's so strong and the audio on the clip that I was listening to was so bad. Now, I could understand yours, cleaned up or whatever, but I just, you know, when I was hearing this on social media, I just wasn't understanding it at all. I was like, God, well, I don't understand the guy.
It's not Appalachia, but it's the Piedmont Mountains and the Blue Ridge Mountain area where Farmville, Virginia is. I don't know why they said Piedmont. Piedmont, where is Piedmont Mountains? Isn't that more Pennsylvania?
I don't know the answer.
Because, anyway, I'm familiar with the Virginia. That's the Blue Ridge up there. I don't know why. And another article that I didn't bother to send you because it was lengthy and it was sort of like an inside baseball kind of thing. But it was complaining about how people are assigning him to Appalachia, and it's really Virginia. But the point being is that he's in Virginia.
I hear it's Appalachia.
Richmond is a northern part of Virginia to him, and Washington, D.C. would be north of that. So, and if you listen to that, one other thing you might notice is it's only him playing the guitar. So eat your heart out, Jason Aldean. He didn't have to pay for the setting in front of the courthouse where the lynching happened. He didn't have to pay the production company to do that. He didn't have to pay the accompanying musicians. He's just got a couple dogs laying around him, and whoever was holding the camera and shooting him, and he probably already owned the microphones and stuff.
Yeah, this is a singer's dream, to be able to just put a bit up on social media, and it just takes off. And I think that's because his grievances, as you call them, are so, they resound so strongly with America.
They're universal grievances. It's not white, it's not black, it's not Hispanic or Asian. I mean, anybody can relate to that.
I would agree that they are universal grievances. But
what am I bitching about? Well,
indeed, what are you bitching about, Henry?
Yes, I'm bitching about, you can't just stick with that. You have to go and reach in for the far right wing tropes, not quite as far as Jason Aldean. He doesn't.
Are we going to go hunting in the bushes for racists?
What? Pardon me?
Are we going to go hunting in the bushes for racists?
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm going for the far right conservative tropes. I'm
okay.
Not going for racism on this one.
All right.
I will leave the racism on the courthouse steps where the lynching happened.
Okay.
So, but I'm going to point out a couple words here before I play this little clip. So this is where it is. So the article that was the inside baseball of this whole music industry thing was, you know who John Rich is of Big and Rich, you know, the country guy that has a lot of hit songs is from that duet group, and he wants to produce an album for Oliver Anthony now. I guess he just spotted that talent, or he spotted the 18 million downloads, one of those things. And John Rich is also the one that won't have Bud Light sold at his concert anymore.
Okay.
You know, because Bud Light had the trans woman do a, I think it was just an internet spot. No, it wasn't even a real commercial, but that's got mileage out of that. So a lot of the same people that make their living spinning outrage for right-wing websites got behind this early on and pushed the downloads. I think the song is strong enough it would have had found its own legs, but there's plenty of bandwagon on this. And this is.
Well, I'd like to address the Bud Light one first. As far as that goes, Bud Light's just a beverage, right? It isn't a country beverage. It isn't an urban beverage. It isn't a trans beverage. It's a beverage. But what seems to be the case is that different demographics, different psychographics drink different beverages. So my statement would be not that it's good, bad, or indifferent, but that there was a breathtaking marketing flaw with sponsoring NASCAR and trans influencers. Right? Like, whoever thought that was a good idea? This is Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, InBev, I believe, is what the company is called now. This is InBev. They must have 100 different beers. Probably not 100 different light beers, but 100 different beers in total. They could have sent any beer over there to that trans woman and given her whatever it is that they wanted to give her. You know, and I saw her picture on a can or whatever the situation is. Figure it out. This can't be that difficult because this was... They deserve it not from the standpoint that, oh, they were in bed with the trans woman. And you know what that's like.
Turn of the phrase. I'm sure it sounded great, like a great idea on the Zoom meeting.
But I don't think they even talked about it. I think this deputy to the assistant
No, they talked about how they wanted. Okay, so Bud Light's been around for decades.
Yeah, sure. You know,
it's got probably was rolled along, plateaued at a certain level of sales, maybe even trending down a little bit because I think Corona has been the the major one that's taken market share away. And even some of the throwbacks like Pabst Blue Ribbon over the last few years has probably gained market share back. But they thought, well, we can appeal to those demographics that haven't been coming on this because they were just targeting it on the internet. I'm pretty sure it was not a regular 30-second commercial that you're going to see.
I don't even know the 30-second commercials happen anymore.
But well, yes, they do, and there's lots of peer commercials on pro sports, on
sports
in places like that. And actually, there's more beer commercials than lots of things all across what remains of broadcast television.
Yeah,
but it definitely was a bad marketing move, but not so much the bad marketing move to target and try and get those, although that was a weak link too, was not knowing in this current environment where where you're calling teachers groomers, where you're talking about them indoctrinating children, the teachers I'm saying, that if you put a trans woman on a Bud Light commercial, you're like setting that up to be a target from, again, the outrage industry, the outrage industrial company.
To be clear, the outrage industry goes both directions. The outrage industrial complex works on both sides, right?
Yes,
like it's not just the right thing. Yeah, we are talking about this one. We're talking about the righty one, and I'd say that
I will listen to your outrage industrial complex and on the other side too. But in the time that we have left, we're not even going to get to hear the tropes until after the break. But that's just the way we are because we're in depth on Reins and Edge. We're insightful and incisive both. And you're going to get all that and a lot more. You're going to hear about obesity. You're going to hear about miners, and none of them work in a coal mine or do anything like that. You're going to get all the inferences with the next clip from Oliver Anthony on Reins and Edge on the other side of these messages.
Yep, we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Update. At Camp David right now, President Biden hosting the leaders of Japan and South Korea for talks about China.
Our countries are stronger and the world will be safer as we stand together.
Hurricane Hillary churning and is expected to hit Southern California. Storm prep underway in the San Diego area. To Maui now, where there's been a resignation related to the massive wildfire.
The top Maui emergency management official who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate the sirens. He said he feared coastal residents would have fled inland toward the flames. I'm Corey Myers.
More than 1,000 residents and tourists still unaccounted for this Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Deja Vu all over again week here on Reins and Edge, where we revisit and recall things that seems like was just last week we were talking about. And it also seems like just last week or the week before that we were talking about how if you're an outraged country and western music star, you might get a little more mileage on your career if you get outraged and get picked up as a iconic story for right-wing pundits and people in the outrage industrial complex, as we finished talking about there. We were talking about Oliver Anthony. He has the now, well, in the last segment, he had 18 million downloads of Rich Men North of Richmond. But by now, a half hour later, he may have 19 million or something like that. But we won't quibble about that right now. What I had been saying was that you have to check some boxes off if you want to be a successful white grievance, outrage country music, western music star. And he does this in this next clip. Listen for the minors who aren't minors. Listen for obesity or just obese. And listen for fudge rounds. This is going back to the well. My turn of the phrase, not his, on the old tropes of outrage. And let's hear this one.
I wish politicians look out for minors, and not just minors on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milk and welfare. Keep on checking. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true.
It's a damn shame, Mark.
Well, I mean, so you're turning into something.
Let me just
talk about
lyrics.
Go ahead.
Because I don't think everybody that's listening would have heard what he was talking about there. So
okay.
It said, so in the first part that we talked, it was about selling your soul, working all day, and that the rich man north of Richmond, Lord knows all they want to have is total control, want to know what you think, want to know what you do. I'm sorry, I could be a country singer maybe. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do, because your dollar ain't the SH word, and it's taxed to no end because of Richmond north of Richmond. Okay, most people can get on board with that one. So
yep.
Later on, he goes to this with it. I wish politicians would look out for miners and not just miners on an island somewhere. All right, well,
and I don't know what that means.
He's referring to Epstein and the island where he would fly in the billionaires.
Minored. Okay, so it's the difference between a person who mines ore and people under the age of 18. And frankly, they don't even care about them either. I mean.
Right. And then, so that's, you're still starting in the, most people are going to get behind you if you're upset about Epstein. It's a little bit old now that he's dead and gone. And not much is going to happen on that case, but it's okay.
If you think that the government's actually going to investigate itself on the Epstein thing.
Well, plus, it's also playing into the whole QAnon conspiracy that they're going to...
Well, to some extent, but the QAnon conspiracy just scratches the surface.
What?
It just scratches the surface on it. I mean, look... Somebody was flying around on that plane of Epstein's, the Lolita.
No, my point is that you're starting to move your goal, the goalpost from everybody who's outraged about how the system is stacked and rigged, to now you're going to the people that are outraged, still are outraged about Epstein, which tends to be the QAnon conspiracists or people.
No, it doesn't. Look, America is pissed off about Epstein, and they know that Bill Clinton was on that plane. They know that.
That's the point I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is you're doing the dog whistle for that far right group that is talking about the child, like the Sound of Freedom, and the things like that that are appealing to that marketplace. You're talking about Bud Light appealing to trans women. Well, this is blowing that, and then you go back to the good old trope. About, we got folks in the street, ain't nothing to eat, and the obese milking welfare. So, you gotta create the visual of some fat welfare queen or welfare king that is also 5'3", 300 pounds, and your taxes are paying to buy the bag of fudge rounds.
Yeah. Don't you think Americans hate the idea that their EBT card is unregulated and that people who are on welfare with an EBT card...
Well, it is regulated to some extent because you...
They can't buy cigarettes, right?
What?
They can't buy cigarettes with it, right?
No, and they can't buy alcohol unless you've got a dishonest store owner that's willing to try and run a scam against the government and the taxpayers. But if you're... And if you go behind our main grocery store down here is Publix, other way of places it's Kroger, but you can see when people go in line in front of you and they hit some food item that doesn't qualify, it gets pulled out. But the point is, you're not poor, you're not overworked because of some other poor person. The taxes that are going for EBT are a tiny fraction of the federal budget, but it's about dividing, and what started as the overall outrage against the way the system works against working people is now getting sliced and diced in this song so that he can get the people that are the pundits and all to help promote the song and make it a cause celeb for their part of the outrage industrial complex.
Well, I don't disagree with your assessment as far as the marketing goes, but I would say that there are people who are in, say, the second or fourth, whatever you would call it, quintile, what we would call working class or lower middle class, that one, that are pretty upset that they live marginally better than people who are in the lower class who do, to their mind, nothing.
What's the average EBT benefit? How much per month do you spend on EBT?
I don't have an answer for that, and I imagine it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of the low hundreds of dollars per month.
Hundreds?
Low hundreds.
Well, I bet we can find an answer on the fly. Didn't know I would need this, but let's see.
So when those people see somebody not working at all versus their 40, 50 hours a week, and that person has, to their mind, almost as good as good a life, that doesn't feel good. And it's kind of this old story. Let me tell you about this science experiment. They used macaque monkeys. They gave a good reward, which was the grape, and a less good reward, which was cucumber. And they would reward the monkeys for doing tasks. And if they had one monkey do a task, that was fine. If they had two monkeys do tasks and reward them, and there was something in between them, that was fine. But if they removed the thing in between and they had two monkeys do tasks and they gave them both the same reward, everything was fine. But if you gave consistently one monkey the grape and the other monkey the cucumber, the cucumber monkey would lose his little monkey mind and begin trying to hurt everybody because he felt like his reward sucked and the other reward was better. Now, you can make your assessment. It doesn't make a difference. But if you take one group and you reward them and you take another group and their reward is not as good, then you're going to have problems. And that's what the complaint is. And I think the complaint is valid. If I had to pick between working my ass off day in and day out and getting and ending up in a lower middle class quintile versus getting a government check regularly and being in the lower class quintile, I think I might consider being in the lowest quintile. And at least I don't have to work.
Really? So
why not?
Because I don't think you know how low that threshold is.
I was in prison for 8.5 years. I earned $75 per month there. I would consider myself to have existed for 8 years in the lowest socioeconomic class in America. So I think I do.
I don't think you were getting EBT SNAP benefits there.
No, I just got a free meal 3 times a day.
Room and board, too. In Florida, 3 million people get SNAP benefits, which is like the EBT. And that's $153 per person per month. So,
okay.
Now, what's the threshold for the highest income level for SNAP payments?
SNAP payments for children, isn't it?
Let's do household size of 4, because 1 is less than 4 and, 200% of the poverty level that they go by on this is $4,600. You have to your household has to be making $4,600 or less to qualify for the SNAP benefits.
Okay.
I have another thing open here.
That's per year?
Yes. Mm-hmm. $4,600. If you have 8 people, you can qualify if you're one of the states that allow 200% of the threshold, you can have $7,700 of income. So,
okay.
The one person that's eating the fudge rounds there, that 5'3", 300 pounder, at the most generous state level can make $2,200 of earned income and still get the SNAP benefits. So the person that he's pointing the finger at has nothing to do with how the system is screwing you.
Well, I would agree with that, that assessment of welfare is accurate. I'm only saying that if you give one monkey a crappy reward and another monkey a better reward, that you're going to have a bad result. When in fact, it's the parasites themselves, the politicians, the rich men north of Richmond, which he indicts here quite well. It's those parasites that are in fact skimming off all the money that they take in tax and that kind of thing. When you're poor, paying any tax sucks. And they do. They pay a lot.
So you
want to help poor people, cut their taxes.
So I don't see where you come off on him trying to point the finger in this song at some obese poor person.
I think it's a very human thing to do. But I think that the politicians are excellent at dividing us. And I don't think that any one group is guilty. Any more than, a group of, well, you pick your ethnic group or your ethnic and socioeconomic group blaming another ethnic and socioeconomic group for their problems. It's all the rich men north of Richmond.
Right, which I agree with you on the first part of the song. And then I'm saying, so why did he have to try and play into...
To show the division.
What?
To show the division.
No, I have one that shows the division much better. Jonathan Mann, who has written a song a day for years and years.
Now, Dolly Parton used to do that.
Pardon me?
Dolly Parton used to do that.
She did?
Yeah, she claimed that.
Maybe they should do a duet together. A whole medley. Like a 550 song medley that they have all written together. Well, Jonathan Mann wrote his response. I'm not going to play the whole thing for you. I'm just going to play the relevant part and to sort of tie this up in a bow. Although, Mark, you're welcome to extend the discussion on the other side of this. But Jonathan Mann's song, Fat People on Welfare.
Fat people on welfare, not your enemy. There but for fortune, oh, go you all me. You diagnose yourself as a very old soul, yeah, but you haven't quite grasped the basics yet of solidarity, no. You see, the powers that you rail against have only one hope to survive. And I hear it in the words you sing. It's divide, 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 divide. Fat people on welfare is a non sequitur to the rest of your song. It's how we can be sure that your faux populist message has been astroturfed to number one by the same people that you rail against. It's how business is done. It's a Fox News talking point sung heartfelt and with pride. The language of the elite comes creeping. Divide, divide, divide.
Fat people on welfare. Two ends in man, by the way, Jonathan Mann. He's out there on YouTube. And I think he was up to almost 450 downloads with this when I recorded the other day.
Well, I think that it's fine, and I'd like to hear his assessment. I think that the songs are a great way to reach people, but frankly, it's so difficult to market these things. This Richmond song that we're talking about here is it's a one in a million. So many of them are written. But all the best to everyone. The statement I would make regarding it is that America's unique. Poor people in other countries are not fat. Poor people in America are. And you can see it. So what's the explanation?
You really want me to go down that road? I don't mind.
Yeah, that's about it. Right?
Okay. Let me back it up just a little bit. Most everybody listening to us has been in a convenience store. And,
yep.
And do they have convenience stores in Honduras like we have convenience stores?
They call them pulperias. They're usually not air-conditioned.
Okay. So do they have a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables and things there?
Nope.
No,
you in your convenience stores?
Pardon me?
They have sugary beverages, bags of chips, and a few other household items that you might need.
Okay. So I imagine those items are supplied by, if not our U.S. familiar names of conglomerates, someone from Latin America is supplying those. If you walk into your U.S. convenience store and you ignore the little basket of bananas by the cash register.
Yeah, just that. Yeah.
Maybe a couple apples over there in the refrigerated section. And the pre-packaged sandwiches that are sealed up there by the microwave. What in that store is not a product, a genre of products that is addictive? You have tobacco. You have beer, wine, you have lottery, which is,
sugary.
Gambling addiction.
Sugar's addicted
to that one. But you have salty snacks, and you have...
I wouldn't go so far as addictive when it comes to salty, but all right.
Okay. We can split the hairs.
It's certainly you can't eat just one is a pretty bold statement, though.
There you go.
I'll give you...
And then the sugary snacks... Whether it be the soda or the fruit drinks or the candy. But the thing that's in common between alcohol and those snacks is they both have a sugar in them. And the sugar in the candy bars and the sugar drinks, the Cokes, you could go with the diet drinks and then you just sip the neurotoxins down. And, which is a different problem. And, you may have the DNA that doesn't really make much difference to you then. But you have that same dopamine response. You just don't get intoxicated off the Coke or the Hershey bar. You get a little rush of feel-goodness, but that's it. So, that has been refined over decades. But really, if you think of a person, let's not go 5'3", 300 pounds, but let's say 5'10", 250 to 300 pounds. That was an unusually obese person when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And to find someone over 300 pounds, even when I was in college at the University of Florida, which would put, let's say, around 1980, there was a gentleman that used to come in the comic book store that he was a musician that used to play at local gigs around there. But he seemed really big at the time. And he even used to joke that he hadn't seen his penis in years without a mirror. And, I thought that was gets the picture to you. And
it's a funny joke.
It was... funny when he said it. I don't know how funny he really thought it was. And he passed away early, but he lived a while longer than that. But if you went to your local Walmart today, you would probably, if you stayed there a half hour, I'm pretty sure you'd find about 30 people past you who were bigger than that guy was. Some of them riding in the motorized shopping cart. Some of them would be getting their way around. And there's a whole a series of anti-obesity drugs now that have coming out of the genre of drugs that have been successful against diabetes. Wegovy, Mounjaro, and I will openly admit that I've lost 50 pounds in the last 9 months on Mounjaro. And I used to tell my doctor, I used to tell like the personal trainer, I said, I'm working out all the time. I've cut back my sugary snacks to maybe like a couple cookies a day. And I'm playing pickleball 3 hours a day and going to the gym.
Yeah. Why am I not losing weight?
Yeah. And I said, I think my body metabolism has changed. And I looked up some things, you know, where your insulin syndrome is, you're not diabetic, but it's not metabolizing things the way it should. And these drugs work. I've been losing a steady 5 to 8 pounds a month for 9 months. And it worked. Other people, it's worked for them. So really, we're getting to the point where through these medicines, you could probably eliminate obesity for a huge percentage of the people, well over half. I would say probably close to 90%, but that's just me talking. And that would be a different world.
It sure would. And all we need now is for these medicines to stay out for long enough that they become cheap enough to, you know, turn them into generics and that kind of thing, and then people will be in pretty good shape, right? But
right now, they're nominally around $1,200 a month. Luckily, my insurance covers them. It's one of the first insurances. Medicare won't cover them. And maybe on the other side of the message, we'll just quickly give, like, maybe as a public service announcement for people, some information that they can talk to their doctors about it, because I've seen a lot of people be helped with that. Mark, in the last 10, 20 seconds, you got anything else on Anthony Oliver and his song, or we'll just come back and help get America healthy again?
I just couldn't understand him, mostly.
All right. Maha, make America healthy again on Rain.
Indeed.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.